Independent Home Care, Rachel speaking.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Rachel.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you? Who's this?
Hi, this is Katrina. I need to know what else you need from me as far as wise for employment. I tried filling out the application yesterday, but it didn't go through properly.
Okay, let me try and see. Hold on. Let me go to your profile and see. It could be that I could, you know, it goes through, but sometimes, like, on your end. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, so what was your problem? Like, why didn't it go through? Did it show you some stuff that were, like, red?
It said 30 things was missing over there, but it looks like the application was filled out all the way, so I'm not seeing what was missing.
Okay. That's interesting. Did you fill it out on a phone or on a computer?
On the phone.
Okay.
I was wondering, could I make an appointment, not this week, but next week, to come in person and do it?
So, unfortunately, we don't do this. Like, we don't have applicants coming in to fill out the application. What I would suggest is you try. Do you have access to a laptop or a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I would suggest you do it on a laptop or a computer and only fill out whatever is, like, purple, like highlighted purple.
Okay.
And that's, like, the only things that you need to fill out. And then, you know, and we'll see where it goes. It should go through.
Okay. Did you get anything from me?
You send by email or text?
I send by email.
Okay. Let me update my folder. I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't get anything.
Okay, so the stuff that you said yesterday, it didn't go through?
No, you mean like your ID?
Yeah, it said I got some stuff that said document signed from HR coordinator.
Okay, so from HR coordinator, that's like the application. And then I also sent you an email from my email, which is rrubenstein@independent, with like requesting some documents, like a list of things that we need. So let me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to resend the application to you, okay?
Okay.
So you can have like a new email with it, okay? Hold on. I'm going to resend it. You'll have like a new one. Okay. We should receive.
So I got one now, a new one, onboarding documents.
Okay, amazing. That's the application, okay? And then I'm going to send you again the other email. Okay. I'm just like requesting some IDs there. You have like your IDs, your driver's license, and Social Security?
Yeah, I have my ID and a Social Security receipt.
Okay, yeah, the receipt. If you can send me the receipt, and I'm going to take a look at it, and I'll see if we can accept it. Do you know when you're going to get the card?
It says 7 to 10 business days I should get a Social Security card.
Okay, amazing. So you can just send me the receipt, and then once you have your card, you can send that over. Okay, is it a replacement card, or it's a replacement card, or like a new card?
A replacement.
Okay, so it should be fine. As long as it's a replacement card, you can send me the receipt. We can accept it temporarily for, like, up to 90 days. And then your medical. Did you get a physical exam in the last year?
Yep, I had a physical, and my MMRs is updated.
Okay, amazing. So if you can forward that, do you have the document, or do you have to call your doctor?
I got everything. I got all the MMRs, like TDAP, all of that stuff.
Okay, amazing. So if you could send everything that you have, like your IDs, your physical, your MMR, whatever you have, and then once you send everything over, I'll go through it, and then I'll see, like, if there's anything missing, okay?
Okay, so I'll send it to what email?
You can send it to the, you can reply to the email I just sent you, which is rrubenstein@independent.
Okay.
Okay. And, or you, is would text work better for you, like if you could text the document?
I think it would be better to send it through email because you'd be able to see it, but I could do both. Just a way, it'll go through both ways.
Yeah, so whichever works for you, you can do it, and I'll be looking out for it, okay?
So once I send everything, how long does the background check take?
Okay, so background check depends. It could take, I think, up to like 2 weeks, I believe, but not usually, okay?
Okay, so I'll get everything in a day.
Okay, amazing. I'll be looking out for it.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.